Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Make it stop. Make it stop. No, it's just, it's far too early. Listen, if you think it is too early, you can't escape the tubs of sweets, selection boxes, advent calendars all over the supermarkets at the moment. So we wanted to bring retail expert Barry Savage, who's a retail consultant and has years and years of experience in this. And what I want to ask you, Barry, what I want to ask you is...
Yes, Claire.
What is in the minds of the retailers here? Because my feeling is that it just gets under people's skin to have the boxes of sweets in August. That's what I saw them in August in the shops. Like, what is happening there? What are they trying to do?
Well, what they're doing is they're laying out their stall, Claire. It's as simple as that. Do you honestly think that there'll be supermarket owners and retailers putting out, like, selection boxes and advent calendars if customers weren't looking for them? It's a consumer driven thing. And I know, look, this comes up every year. Oh, we're starting too early for Christmas. You know,
we are.
Well, we're not really. What we're doing, we're planting the seed. And the reality, look, these 3 months we're going in, October, November, December, that's the golden quarter. Mm-hmm. 30% of turnover happens then. And what's happening is people are planning better as well. And even though ostensibly the country is booming, so it is, you know, we've full employment, we're suing companies that are trying to give us billions of dollars and all. But on the other hand, there's still low consumer confidence out there. And look, people are a bit worried about the bills. They're a bit worried about their energy costs and that. So they like to get it into their head when they come in and say, oh, there's the selection boxes. And maybe I'll have to, I mightn't buy them now, but I know where they are in the store. And I'll come back maybe next week and have a look. Mm-hmm. And while I'm here, sure, I'll buy a couple of advent calendars as well.
I was in the supermarket last Friday and I found myself hypnotised looking at the advent calendars. And yeah. I had to say to myself, snap out of it. It's September. Walk away.
But Claire, look, one of the other things as well is that always reminds me is Christmas. When you look at the gondola ends in the supermarket store, some of them are groaning with dried fruit, sultanas.
The end of the aisle,
yes,
is it?
Gondola ends, yeah. You get your dried raisins, sultanas, glacé cherries, ice and sugar, and the stuff for the top of the Christmas cake, marzipan. You put the marzipan on top of the cake. Right.
No, that's fine. That makes sense. Because if you're making a Christmas cake, you've got to make it.
Or no Christmas puddings. I'm sure, Claire, you've got 8 Christmas puddings made already.
No, and my intention, I bought some fruit yesterday. Well,
there
the Christmas cake.
There you go.
That's different though. I don't want selection boxes in my life.
You don't have to buy, but people are, they don't want the big shock at Christmas of finding the money to buy 20 or 30 selection mm-hmm. boxes or whatever. They want to spread out the cost. I mean, look, I can remember December the 8th was the big shopping day, wasn't it?
That's when we all came to Dublin. December
the 8th was the big shopping day in Dublin. But now you have Black Friday and you have Cyber Monday and Spendy Tuesday and Voucher Friday and then bring it back again next week or whatever. Keep the receipt Saturday. You have all that. So it's spread out. People are beginning to plan. And as I say, they're planning better. They're spreading out the cost of things as well. So they want, should look at the bottles of wine now. You know, you wouldn't find a better time to buy a bottle of wine now because you're thinking about it. You're planning it better in your head rather than a big rush Christmas week saying, oh, I haven't got a bottle of port to go with me Stilton.
It has changed though a lot. And I have a message here and this listener sent it in when I was saying you were coming on. Right. My husband worked in advertising in England and had to start filming Christmas ads and interviewing prospective characters when he returned from his summer holidays. We came to Ireland in 1991 and he loved that Christmas wasn't in the shops until late November, but it's really changed. And it has really changed, hasn't it? The last few years now, it's creeping in earlier and earlier.
It is, Claire. And of course, everybody blames the pandemic as well for everything. But the pandemic did have an influence as well on people, because people got used to shopping online, they got used to looking at goods online. So you're saying, oh well, maybe I'll buy a bit of Christmas stuff now, so nobody will see it being delivered or whatever. So they're buying it in there as well. I mean, we're not gone quite as bad as the States yet, where you know you've Halloween stuff being put out in June. Mm-hmm. You know, they're calling it Summerian over there now, not Halloween. So we're not quite as bad as that, but it is, I think, I think when September sort of ends and the kids are back at school, and I mean, it's glorious weather out there at the moment, but the nights are getting a little bit nippy, and you're thinking to yourself, ah, do you know what it is? Yeah, I better buy a few buckets of sweets and put them in the garden. I better put
but
them.
But the problem is, they don't stay there. They come out and you start eating them, and then the HSE obesity lead comes in and gives out to us all.
No, you can put them away, and you don't have a big mad rush Christmas week. And look, I can again remember Christmas Eve was a huge shopping day, an enormous shopping day.
And people that's calmed down a bit now.
That's totally calmed down.
Yeah, and no harm either.
And absolutely no
anxiety
harm.
Anxiety inducing.
And people like to see the displays of Christmas goods in the shops. Now, they may not necessarily be buying at the moment, but they're coming in, they're visiting the displays. They're saying, okay, I know where they are in the store now. So Christmas week, if I am starting to buy, I'll come in, I know exactly where the things are. I have in my head now, oh, that's what it's going to cost. So, you know, it's...
You're making plans. You're making plans.
Yeah, you know, I mean, so what? I mean, it's like, Claire, I look at Christmas decorations or Halloween decorations. You know, people buy them in the sales in January, and then the Halloween ones, as soon as Halloween ends, they're buying the decorations immediately. And, you know, so what? I mean, it's not the end of the world if somebody goes out and throws a few fairy lights in the tree in the front garden.
Barry, live and let live, Savage.
No, I'm telling you, Claire.
Barry, thanks so much for coming in. Savage, their retail consultant. Next up, our Waterford librarians waiting at the door to come in to tell happy Christmas to you too, to tell us what's top of their reading lists. Thanks, Barry.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.